Here's a thought I'll title Pepper Number 29. I'm assuming that most of you, probably, maybe all of you, are familiar with Edward Weston's famous photograph, Pepper Number 30. This is certainly in the top 5, 10, 20 images in the history of fine art black and white photography. And Weston's image is certainly lovely. It's always intrigued me. And although I find it to be a beautiful image, lovely tones and all of that, and there are lots of reasons to appreciate the image, but to be honest, I'm less fascinated with the image itself than I am with the idea that there were 29 antecedents that he, for one reason or another, rejected. Which, of course, prompts the question, is there a Pepper Number 31 that we don't know about that extended the project? And why is Pepper Number 30 the one that he selected? And in spite of the fact that he selected it, it still has arrived to us through the history of photography, which means lots and lots of other people, critics, gallery owners, collectors, etc., have all appreciated Pepper Number 30 and rejected somehow Pepper Number 29, Pepper Number 28, etc. This gets, I think, at the core of being a photographer that we rarely see in, for example, painting. Of course, there are examples where someone has gone back and painted the same thing over and over and over again. The haystacks, gosh, now I want to tell you who it was by. I'm having a senior moment. I forget. Was it Monet? Or were all those haystacks early examples from Picasso? You know, I've forgotten now. Look it up on the internet. You'll see lots and lots of haystacks painted over years. Or Monet's examples in the gardens. So there are people who have gone back to the same subject over and over and over again in other media than photography. But photography seems to lend itself to a deep exploration of a given subject or a given place or a given idea because of the nature of photography. That is to say, we can click the shutter and a 60th of a second later have a capture which we can turn into a finished piece of art with all kinds of variations on post-processing. Photography lends itself to multiplicity and variety. So perhaps it shouldn't be a surprise that there's a Pepper Number 30. And maybe Number 31, etc. But how did Pepper Number 30 get selected as the best example of a Pepper photograph by Edward Weston? What is it about that particular image that seems to connect so much with everybody? From that, I tend to draw two lessons that are somehow related, independent but somehow related. The first is, practicing photography is a function of perseverance and deeper exploration and experimentation and the idea that we can just run out there and click the shutter and make a great image because the light is right or the subject is spectacular may be a bit of a myth. That working an image repeatedly over time is how we make a more interesting and more meaningful photograph. So Pepper Number 30 is a great example of perseverance. But it's also a great example of how photographers essentially lose control of their creations. Do we know that Weston thought Pepper Number 30 was the very best Pepper? Or maybe his favorite was one of the other Peppers? Maybe that's divulged somewhere in his day books, I don't recall. But maybe that image, number 30, has become so famous in the history of photography for reasons that have nothing to do with Edward Weston's choices. Maybe there was a gallery owner or a collector or a publisher who decided that was the one. And because it got published and exhibited and seen and discussed in art critic circles, maybe that one rose to be the famous version of Edward Weston's photographs of Peppers, for reasons that were totally outside his control. Where does that leave us? What can we learn from thinking about Pepper Number 30? I guess I'd sum this up by saying perseverance is a tremendous tool for photographers, and letting go of the ultimate destination for our photographs is an important part of the process, because we simply can't control how others think about what we've produced. We keep working, we produce it, we let go. Maybe that's the great lesson from pepper number 30, and as far as that goes, pepper number 29.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.